So hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of Self Kind with me, Erica Webb. Today we're going to talk about a checklist of questions that you can ask yourself when self-care just feels a little too hard. Hi, and welcome to Self Kind with me, Erica Webb. This is a podcast about what it means to be, live, and move through a lens of self-kindness. We'll look at the ways self-kindness can underpin our practices in movement, mindfulness, and mindset to support us to be and do the things we so desire in the world. I'm thrilled you're here. Let's get into the show. So we talk a lot about self-care here on the Self-Kind podcast, and there's a good reason for that. Self-care is a great thing, right? It makes you feel good, it fills up your cup, and depending on what you do, it can release tension, it can boost your mood, it can just make you feel a lot better. But sometimes it just feels hard. It feels like it goes on the to-do list and then falls right off the bottom. And none of us are immune to this, I don't think, myself included. And I think that there is a really vital need to get curious when this happens. And it might be that it happens all the time. Maybe you're in a place where you're like, I never seem to be able to do anything that resembles self-care because life is just too busy and I don't feel, you know, quote unquote, motivated to do it. Or it might be that it just happens from time to time, and you find yourself thinking, why am I struggling so much to do something kind for myself? And so I thought that this list of questions, a checklist of sorts, could be quite helpful in supporting you to get curious about why that might be. We definitely go through seasons where it is easier to show up for self-care than other times, and seasons where, you know, maybe there just isn't as much time, or we're just in a place where it feels harder. And so really allowing ourselves to be human and then getting curious rather than just falling down that rabbit hole that is self-judgment and criticism. So I have got 8 questions that might be helpful. We'll start at 1. The first question is, do I know why I want to do the self-care? We literally want to write out a list of the reasons why we want to do it. Now, that can be a mental list if you don't feel like writing a physical list, but it could absolutely be a physical list. Why do I want to show up for these things that I'm currently not doing? What are the reasons? Write them down. And then question 2 is related to question 1, but it's, have I negotiated beyond the shoulds? Now, this is really important because if you look at that list of whys, right, after you've written it down or thought it through, are there any shoulds on there? Like, oh, I should do this thing because it's good for me. I should do this thing because I've heard that it's really excellent. We want to be looking for deeper reasons than that, because should doesn't really get us over the line. And sometimes when our self-care kind of to-dos are simply wrapped up in shoulds, then we know that we have our answer pretty quickly for, like, why is this hard to show up for? Because it's not really yours. You're not really clear on what it could do for you and how it could help. Or maybe you have a bit of a notion of it, but it's not personal. And so we want to be looking at that list of whys. And anytime we see should, we need to maybe think about changing that out, either changing out the thing, right, that has the should next to it, or seeing, is there a bigger truth here? Is it not that I think I should do it, but that I actually want what this thing kind of promises to deliver? And if so, write that down as your reason instead of a should. We want to think about, how does that activity or thought or process support us? So how does it support me to show up in my life? That's your better reason. 3, am I giving myself permission for this to be simple rather than perfect? And you might need to sit with that one for a little bit, because sometimes we're like, yes, but when we really look at it, we go, oh yeah, I've got some ideas here or some preconceived notions of what this has to look like in order for it to be enough. I feel like I talk about this all the time, but when we keep it simple and we do something rather than nothing in terms of self-care or any other kind of thing that you want to be involved in, but when it comes to self-care, the simpler that we make it, the harder that we make it to say no, because it's like, yeah, that's only going to take me a few minutes, no big deal, the more likely we are to keep showing up for it and potentially even build on that thing. But we can't build a more comprehensive pattern of behavior around zero pattern of behavior. We can only do that once we get started. And so am I giving myself permission for this to be simple, for perfection to take a back seat and to let it be a little easier than I think is, you know, quote unquote, right? Question four, am I trying to show up for something that I don't actually want to do? This is kind of looping us back to that question around, are there shoulds on my list of why? Because if the answer is that, yeah, I'm actually just trying to show up for something that I don't want to do, then we need to, A, either do something different, right? So choose a completely different activity or thing, form of self-care. Or maybe if that doesn't feel quite right, then we need to remind ourselves of what part of that activity that doesn't really feel like a want we actually do want. So it might be that I don't really want to go for that walk, but I really want the way that I'm going to feel after. And the way to get there is the walk. And so even though I don't feel like doing it, I do want to do it because I want the outcome. That's quite different to something like putting down cold plunging, right? Or having a cold shower and being like, I don't want to do that, right? Like I don't have any desire to do that. It doesn't feel at all appealing. Even if there's something wonderful on the other side of it, I still don't want it, right? So, and that's a personal one. I used to do cold showers quite a bit, and now the thought of it just makes me recoil. I don't want to do it. I don't want to be cold. So I'm really clear on that. Yeah, it might make me feel great, but there's other things that do that too. So asking that question, am I trying to show up for something that I actually don't want to do? And if the answer is yes, there's a good chance it's because you've found somebody else's thing that they've suggested that you should do. And we want to question that, right? Can I own this or do I need to let it go? Question number five is, when I do show up for self-care, when I do show up for that thing, am I taking the time afterwards or during or both to acknowledge how it actually makes me feel? I think this is really important and often missed. It's like literally saying out loud or saying to yourself in your head, gosh, that movement session made me feel really good and I'm so glad I took the time for it. When we do that, we create a little bit of evidence for our brain that says, oh, this is a good thing to do. This was nice. We acknowledge it. We kind of stamp it with our approval. And if we actually take the time to do that, it's going to get easier to do it again and again and again, because we haven't just gone through the motions and then kind of carried on with our day. We've gone through the process and gone, whew, that made a difference. I'm really glad that I did that. Here I am acknowledging the impact of what I chose to do. Number six is, am I relegating the idea of self-care into certain categories or activities only? Or am I recognizing the opportunity for self-caring moments throughout my day? So there's a podcast episode in amongst the archives about this, and I'm going to see if I can find it and link it up in the show notes. But this idea of being self-caring rather than just always doing self-care things. Sometimes when we feel under-topped up, depleted, I guess that's a better choice of words. When we feel really depleted and we're like, I need self-care, but I can't seem to get topped up. I think that this notion of being self-caring can be really helpful, Because when we recognize that self-care isn't just something that we do, right? We spend our whole day not being self-caring and then we get to the end of the day, we run a bath and there, tick, we did our self-care. I think it's far more valuable to recognize the opportunities for self-kind moments throughout our day and self-caring responses when we notice how we feel. So that can be the 30 seconds of just pausing with your eyes closed at your desk when you notice that you're feeling a bit overwhelmed. It can be the, you know, 5 minute pause to have some water and a walk around your own home. It's recognizing that self-care isn't just reserved for the actions that we take in larger blocks of time that we kind of put into our calendar as like, okay, here's my self-care. It's those little moments where we're willing to meet ourselves in response to how we feel and say, what would be caring towards myself right now? A thought, an action, a behavior, anything. Doesn't always have to be something that's really big and bold and time-consuming. Sometimes it can be a really kind thought, and that feels really self-caring. So this question of, you know, am I actually just thinking of self-care as being these distinct buckets and categories of action, or can I look at it in this more comprehensive way where it becomes more of a way of being, not just things that I do? Question number 7, when I feel kind of crappy about not showing up for self-care, or I notice the impact of not doing that, right? Like I'm feeling tense and tight, I'm feeling grumpy, I'm feeling irritable, I'm feeling, you know, easily triggered. How am I responding to that? Am I taking myself down the rabbit hole of self-criticism and judgment and kind of doing that whole self-flagellation thing where it's like, this is what you always do, you're never getting it right, blah, 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 blah. Or am I taking a moment for self-compassion and kindness and recognizing my humanity and getting curious about, what is it right now about this that is perhaps feeling hard to move towards self-care? Can we use it as an opportunity to get curious rather than just following that self-critical voice down the very deep rabbit hole that it creates? And number 8, last question is, have I created space and time to do things that matter to me? Or am I hoping that they will simply, you know, the time will just simply magically show up once I've gotten everything else done? I will admit this one's my Achilles heel. This is one that I struggle with a little bit from time to time. And it is tricky, right? If we're not carving out the time, then there's a very good chance the time will not exist. So I have in my calendar, and I literally bake it into my calendar, that I go roller skating on a Friday morning. And that is significant because it's this ongoing date with myself and the time is there. Now I have enough to do for sure that I could fill that part of my calendar and not have that standing date with myself. But if I did that, I'm pretty confident I would never show up for roller skating because there is a lot of other stuff that needs to be done that I often haven't gotten to by Friday morning. But I still put it on there and I still commit to going every single week. Do I sometimes miss it? Yes, of course. But for the most part, that time is carved out and that time is, you know, sacred. It is for that activity. So I would encourage you to look at what things it is you're trying to do. And not all of them need lots and lots of time carved out, right? If we think about question 6 around, am I relegating this idea of self-care to certain activities? We can come to see that, no, some of this is going to be responsive. Some of this is going to be the pause in response to the overwhelm. Some of this is going to be the, you know, 4 minutes of breathing in response to noticing our heart rate starting to increase and some stress building. So not everything requires the carving out of time. But if there's something that does require a bit more time that you are kind of hoping will slot into your week as if by magic, that's not going to happen because we are a human and it seems that our to-do lists just get longer and longer. And I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be so, but I would really encourage you to find a spot where you carve out that time. And if you are aware of the fact that that isn't happening and you're really frustrated at yourself for not being able to find the time, have compassion towards yourself for the fact that there hasn't been time on the calendar, that there hasn't been that availability. And what I would add as like a bonus ninth question is, am I being realistic about my time? Because here's where this gets interesting when we're sort of thinking, okay, well, have I actually created time and space for these things? We often see these, I find these posts so annoying, this idea that like we all have the same 24 hours in a day and like all you have to do is not scroll so often or not watch television or, you know, not do any number of different things that are actually kind of fun in order to be able to fit in all of the things that matter to you. Now, while there is some truth to some of that notion of like if we spent less time scrolling on Instagram or if we didn't watch as much TV, then maybe we would fit in more time for self-care. But we also have to recognize that sometimes those activities themselves are self-caring and we absolutely do not all have the same 24 hours in a day. As far as the clock goes, sure, we all have access to the same number of hours, but that doesn't mean that they are equal. If you are working two jobs, you do not have the same amount of time as somebody who is, you know, working part-time or self-employed and working shortened hours. So it is not fair to compare yourself to anybody else. And so that's where I would say, are you being realistic about your time? And loop back to both question number eight, am I carving out time? And question number three, am I giving myself permission for this to be simple rather than perfect? And realize that if time is problematic, instead of beating yourself up about that, be realistic about what it is you can do. Don't believe that, you know, if I just set my alarm for 4:30 in the morning, then I could do it all. Sleep, please. But if there is, you know, a truth that you could do this activity in 15 minutes, but you're just like, oh, this doesn't feel like enough, could you start there? Could you be realistic about what it is you can achieve? All right, so those are eight plus a bonus, nine little checklist questions that might help you get curious about why sometimes self-care can feel really hard to do, even though we know it is the thing that props us up and supports us to feel, you know, capable and resilient in the world. I hope those questions are helpful. If you come up with some of your own questions that you would like to share with me, you know I love to hear from you, so feel free to connect and share those with me. If anything surprising pops up, I would love to hear it as well. Until next week, keep being kind to yourselves, and I'll speak to you soon. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Self Kind. If you loved it, why not share it? And while you're there, take the time to subscribe, rate, and review the show. I'd love you to come hang out with me more too. You'll find me over on Instagram at ericaweb_selfkind. And you can sign up for my e-newsletter by heading to my website, ericaweb.com.au. While you're there, you can also read up more about the Self-Kind Hub and other ways of working with me. Until next time, keep being kind to yourself. Bye.